are conscious know that. It's November the 6th, 2012. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, without Roberta Fasanelli, getting closer to reality, but she is in a place where she'll vote on the computer today.
I have a bone to pick with you, sir.
New York State and New Jersey are making it so that those who can't get to the polls can vote online. What's the bone you
really
have to pick with me?
I do have a bone to pick with you, and I had forgotten about it until you mentioned the lovely Roberta's name.
Really?
So yesterday, if you missed it, it was Dougie's birthday. Aw, happy birthday, Dougie. So
right,
on Facebook,
you. Your father
I go
called.
Along.
You're going to love this, Richie. Jennifer's dad called, and I thought it was at her prompting to sing happy birthday to me, and it was not.
Oh,
he actually
really
remembered my birthday.
I didn't even
wow. See, his is later on in the month. His is the same day my sister's is. Isn't it the 17th?
He's the 22nd.
Oh, the 22nd. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, he's actually Thanksgiving this year.
Ah, okay. Wow. Thanksgiving. We'll have a, let's go do something on Thanksgiving. I'll be there for Thanksgiving.
Perfect.
He said, why don't we have another party, just you and me and Jennifer and whoever else we can find to hang around with.
We can do that.
I can't be there on Saturday, I don't think, for his party. So, anyway, your bone is...
Okay, so I write you this lovely, heartfelt message on Facebook about how you should enjoy your day.
Please.
And, you know, love you and blah, blah, blah. And then Roberta comes along and she jumps onto my wagon and says, oh, Doug, underneath my comment, mind you, mine was the lead comment. She gets underneath my comment. She's like, oh, Doug, you're my dear, dear friend and happy birthday and I can't wait to be back with you. Okay, do you think this one over here, Ridge, actually answers my comment?
No.
Oh, no. He goes under Roberta's comment. He goes, you're my dear, dear friend, too. I almost have tears in my eyes thinking about it. Hello? This is my comment you didn't even respond to. She's hijacking me, and you're responding and crying?
Dudley,
I didn't
here's
cry.
Your opportunity.
Jennifer,
better make it good.
Jennifer?
No, I don't want to talk to you.
Anyway,
the more I think about it, the more upset I am.
Join the rest of the women in my life who don't want to talk to me either. So you're okay. You're in good company.
Help
yourself.
We're having fun with
you. Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, Jennifer, you are one of the most important people in my life. You know that.
I was your first birthday greeting,
and
I think.
I did not see on Facebook your comment. That shows you how I saw what Roberta sent.
You must understand, Jennifer, that he's fairly clueless about how to work Facebook. And he was
Richie,
able
I don't need you to make apologies for me. I'll stand up and take it like
I'm
a man.
I'm here for you, brother.
I'm going to try to get over it, all right? So let's just move on. Okay. I'm going to try to be
able Let's move on. Okay. So as much as this, I like when I get email from people who say, wasn't the last one I read last week? If I had a dollar for every time you said you weren't a political show, I could drive around the world. Well, this is not a political show.
But it's
it is.
Election day.
What it is, it's a program that deals sometimes in the fringes of reality.
And what's going on in your life.
And mostly today, people are enthused. The thing that I would like to be able to do is to take some of the real issues. And a gentleman called in the last hour, a gentleman that I didn't have a lot of... a lot of time for, but I gave him a lot of time because he kind of ran against the grain, but it's okay because everybody, I mean, yeah, migraine, not everybody's, I'm sure a lot of people listen to
a migraine.
Yeah, Jennifer and I both had a migraine.
I had to ding after a while. Right. I had to ding.
But he was right on the propositions in California. We gave him that much, and he just didn't seem to have a clue as to how business works and how people get jobs and all that sort of thing. Now, having said that, I want to encourage all of you to really, really, really put on your thinking caps and figure out why it is you're for a particular person or a ballot initiative. It doesn't make any difference what they're running for. I only want to hear from people who are for something. You're going to vote yes for a proposition.
Not against someone.
Not against
or something.
Right. Exactly. Voting for with a
for
good
person with a positive reason.
Right. Mm-hmm. 800-510-8255. Also, email to Doug at DougStephan.com and Jennifer at DougStephan.com and Rich at DougStephan.com. I have an email from somebody listening to us in just outside of Worcester, Mass, in a town called Webster. And the question has to do with ballot question one on the ballot here in Massachusetts. There is the advertising that has surrounded this. Question one and question two. Question two is about legalized suicide. I talked a little about that here last week. Because it's one of the more interesting and more controversial around the country, like 37 is in California. which you ought to vote yes on if you're in California, because it requires identification of GMO foods in what you eat. So anyway, question number one, if you vote yes on it, you want to continue to have the right to decide who repairs your car. There is a, this is a, one of these things, yeah, the ballot initiative takes away from you this, if it's, if the wrong, if it goes the wrong way, you will not be able to go to a guy who, let's say, a backyard mechanic, like I, on my farm, I fix everything on my farm. If this ballot initiative passes, I can't fix anything on my farm. I'm out of business. And that's, you can't work on your car in your yard. You have to bring it to a licensed, any repairs to any.
How do they enforce that? That's stupid. How do they enforce that?
Well, but the fact that it's even on the ballot is more outlandish than anything else.
And the purpose of this is consumer protection because of complaints
about
mechanics?
No, the purpose of this is to protect the Automobile Dealers Association and the repair association. That's what this is all about.
That can't pass.
It's political suicide.
Of course it is. It is. And anyway,
it's absolutely political. So, you'd have to be an idiot to bring that.
Dealers claim that manufacturers don't intend to rig new models with a program that makes the car malfunction if you don't see the dealer when and only the dealer can shut off the malfunction. And that, whether that's true or it isn't, that's part of the rumor mill that's been floating around Massachusetts, that the car dealers are going to install something in your car that will make it break down, and the only way you're going to be able to get it fixed is to bring it to them.
They do that already. My Volvo has a light on it that cost me $200 every time it comes on.
Really?
You go on and you pay $150, $200 for an hour.
To put it on the computer.
To put it on the computer and tell you, oh, it was just this. I just needed to turn the code off.
I took the Mini into, that was 4 or 5 months ago. There was a light on. I don't know what it was. I brought it in because there's nobody. I couldn't bring it to a regular guy and have him plug it in because you can't do that with BMW stuff. So I bring it in.
You can. You just have to, my buddy who's a mechanic, I mean, he pays $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 for every computer depending on the car. So, like, this computer that he has will read Volvos and BMWs, and then he has to go out and spend another $2,000 or $3,000. This computer that he has will read GMs and Chryslers, and then this computer will read Fords and whatever. So he's got,
remember,
like,
the good old days when we could just look under the
hood? Yeah.
Right.
And he's got like $20,000 just in handheld computers that tell him which codes are telling him
and
what
so
information.
A yes vote in Massachusetts on Proposition 1 would enact the law requiring motor vehicle manufacturers to allow vehicle owners and independent repair facilities to have access to the same vehicle diagnostic and repair information made available to the manufacturers.
Okay.
All right. A no vote.
Now it's making sense.
Well, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but it's still one of those questions that it has also, it has been rigged somewhat. I'm going on, Mike writes, I understand the point of question one. It's not that a car could be physically rigged to only be repaired by a dealer. The scenario is more like the car's service engine soon or check engine light will come on. You take it to a shop and they'll tell you something like the computer has code 8080 on it. I can't find anywhere what the code means, so you got to go to a dealer. Anyway.
Right. It's, and I've had that.
A scam.
Where you take it to a mechanic and they put the computer on it and they say, this is one of the codes that I can't read.
Yeah.
You have to take it to the dealer.
Right.
So
now
all this
trying
thing
to
saying,
make it a, yeah, they're trying
well,
to make
no,
it.
Well, no, actually, I kind of like this now that I learn more about it. Because actually what they're saying is give that mechanic the tools so that he has the ability to see what the code is so that he can fix it.
Right.
So I'm actually for, I would vote for this.
Yeah. So will I. But it also, there was some other things rumored to be, as I just suggested, you can't fix your car at home, can't fix your car in my shop at the farm, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it. Government, 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 government.
Well.
All right. Dixville, New Hampshire.
Yep.
First voters, they always predict the winner. I think Michael had some information for us, Richie. There was one time in the last 100 and some odd years they were wrong. Most of the time,
Dixville
they,
Notch, right?
It's the first place to vote in the country.
Right. Last night, did you hear what they did?
It was a tie.
Yep. 5-5.
Isn't that interesting?
10 people in there, and it was 5-5.
Yeah.
And that's what people are speculating. Could it really happen this
time
around?
Do you think it's rigged?
I think that there's more rigging going on in various ways. Some of it unbeknownst to people who are making it difficult for folks to vote. On one hand, I want everybody to vote, but on the other hand, I want them to be able to prove who the hell they are.
They've been wrong. Dixville Notch has been wrong three times since 1972.
Hmm. Huh? Well, those odds aren't very good, then.
What do you mean, 1972?
They've been wrong three times since 1972.
I mean, that's only 40 years ago.
Yeah. I'm looking at the Wikipedia page for Dixville Notch, New Hampshire.
I thought that they were more right than wrong.
Right, I liked it better when it was just one loss in, 100 years.
Right.
Well, our straw poll, by the way, Dougie, we're taking it on Facebook. So if you want to chime in, facebook.com/Good Day Show, or you can call in. But we're doing our very unofficial, very unscientific Good Day straw poll.
Yeah. And do you want to tell us where it's trending or what? That's not really fair. I don't like people to know what the outcome is before it's all over. Yeah.
But I won't tell you.
I object to all these votes having been cast everywhere. 30% of the people in the country voted already, and we know what the results are. How the hell is
that? Let's just say
I won't
tell you.
They're not allowed to count the results, but somehow they're...
Well, how do they get that information?
Because they ask you when you walk out.
You know that I have said things this morning. I've said hell and damn about 13 times, and I never said that.
It's a good day, man. You don't need no reason to be upset.
Okay, thank you. I'll calm down.
Chill out, my brother.
800-510-8255. For those of you who are being most patient, we will take your calls in a matter of moments as to why it is you're voting for whomever you are voting for. And maybe you've got some thoughts about whatever our conversation is. We are not just here to talk about the polls, but there are facets of the election process and things that are going on in some states that are really fascinating. So we're happy to jump into that. Plus, our winner of the day in the Mom Pass of the Game coming up here on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
The Obama administration is reportedly considering military action in Libya before the election, but the Al-Qaeda bases he may attack should have been hit before our embassy was attacked. Now struggling to win an election, Obama wants to politicize military action. If he takes action before November 6th, Al-Qaeda is not his target. It's your vote he's after. Paid for by the National Republican Trust PAC, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. GOPtrust.com.
800-510-8255. Express yourself on Facebook.com/Good Day Show. By the way, that's where you enter the fantastic Mom Pass of the Game contest. Every day we're giving away a Visa gift card, celebrating our 25 years on Good Day. A $25 Visa gift card. Get the info at Facebook.com/Good Day Show or on Twitter at Good Day Show.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
And change almost 24 after the hour. Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th. How many amendments are there to the Constitution? However many there are.
Keep going.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially the second. If you don't listen, we're going to come get you.
Yeah, right. All right, so 800-510-8255 as we celebrate this freedom to vote, even though it's a very flawed system, you still got to take advantage of the opportunity.
It's the best, worst system there is, right?
Yep. That's right.
Thank you, Winston. Yep. Here's Stefan listening to KTSM in El Paso. Hi, sir.
Hi, how you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. You wanted to talk about...
I'm voting.
Yeah. No, I just wanted, what we're doing here is asking people to express themselves in a positive way as to an issue or a candidate.
Okay. I am voting for Mitt Romney. This is my first time voting. I just turned 18. And
congratulations. How fun is that?
How exciting.
Yeah, I feel okay.
Are there issues on the ballot that you're interested in? What's on the ballot in Texas for issues, for referendum questions, et cetera?
For my city, they plan on tearing down a building, a city hall building, and building a baseball stadium there.
Yay or nay on that?
I said nay on that. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. That building is worth a lot of money, and, you know.
There's not enough land in El Paso, for heaven's sakes. El Paso's loaded with land. They can't put a baseball or some kind of sports stadium someplace else.
Well, we already have one, but they want to make it into a AAA team or a major league team.
Who's paying for this? The taxpayer or private industry? Private interest.
I think it's the taxpayer.
All right, so screw it. Then don't vote for it.
Yeah, I didn't.
Just trying to build that
good
tax
job.
Base.
Yeah, right. Yep. All right, so you like Mitt Romney. Why?
Well, lately I've been, since this is my first time voting, I see myself more Republican due to the fact that I stand for... less government, you know, less government control on things. Like you were talking about how in California, I think you said that they were doing something about you can't fix your vehicles in your own private property.
That was Massachusetts, yeah.
Oh, Massachusetts.
Same
sorry.
Difference. Massachusetts and California.
I know.
Make much difference. I have to live in the two most liberal states in the country.
Only difference is the weather.
Yeah, and I never vote for anybody or anything that wins. Anyway, go ahead, Stefan.
Well, I just feel that government shouldn't be allowed to interfere in your personal affairs. You
do
know.
Me a favor, pal. When you like, get yourself involved and straighten out the Republican Party.
Yep.
Will you please get rid of the wackos, the religious nuts, the social people who want to stick their nose in what you do, and get the Republican Party back to a functioning, non-fanatic, fiscally responsible group that can carry the day. It's the people that are ruining the party. Because because of their zealous stance on things. It's great to be able to have important positions on things, but to get away from, you know, people complain about the Republicans not compromising. The reason they don't is because they got a bunch of people in there that are so steeped in their own stuff that they don't listen to anybody. How can you grow and learn and be smart if you don't listen to anybody else's point of view?
That's true.
Yeah. All right, sir. Thanks for the call.
Good job. Have fun today.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Linda's in Kingman, Arizona. You're voting for whom and why?
I already voted for Mitt Romney. Congratulations to the 18-year-old, and I would be against that baseball park that they want to put in downtown El Paso.
Remember, we're keeping this positive, though. Why are you voting for Mitt?
I voted for Mitt because, number one, he will try to get rid of Obamacare. We're $18 trillion in debt.
It's the same stuff. You got nothing. I'm not putting you down. I just wanted to find something new. It sounds like you got pretty much the same approach. So I'm going to put you down.
Well, until Obamacare is gone, I'll still be for it. The school systems are a disaster. I think he will work to do something about that. He is opposed to all the EP regulations that keep us from mining for our own oil. Mm. I think he'll oppose that. He will get rid of subsidizing stupidity like PBS.
We got it, Linda. We got it. Thank you. Here's Bob in El Paso. Richie wants to talk about the check engine light. See? Gone from politics.
Yeah, there we go. Back to engines.
Back to the cars. All right, Bob, how do we fix the check engine light?
All you got to do is take the battery cable off. Wait 15 seconds, put it back on, it resets the computer.
Really?
Oh, he's right. Yeah.
Genius.
I should have thought of that. Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah.
I know enough about that.
If you're sure there's nothing wrong with your engine and it's running right, one of the guys that was running the dealership, the mechanics section, showed me. Yeah. He said, "Look, man, you come in here all the time. You check engine lights on. If you're sure there's nothing wrong with your car,
got it.
The battery cable off.
Got it. All right, Bob. Thank you. 29
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that's your...
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous 4 herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken Nutrition Daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
After on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer will have the update on television, although do you think there's going to be anything to watch tonight other than the election? Forget about it.
I was actually reading everything tonight. Everybody's got their own election. So funny.
All right, so going back in history, this date, 1928, Herbert Clark Hoover, elected 31st president of the U.S. His hopes for a new day tied to America's scientific potential were overwhelmed when the stock market crashed in October of his first year in office.
Ooh.
And that was the end
of a bad day.
That was the last day of his presidency, and he just sat there for the next couple, 3 years, and it wasn't an easy ride for him. On this date in 1956, President Dwight David Eisenhower and Richard Nixon were reelected as they defeated Adlai Stevenson and Estes Kefauver by 9.5 million votes. The campaign theme had been expanded from I Like Ike to I Like Ike, Peace and Prosperity. General Dwight David Eisenhower won World War II for the Allies. When he came back, both parties wanted him to run for president. He couldn't decide whether he was a Republican or a Democrat.
Like Colin Powell.
Pretty much. And has, to, in my mind, to date, been the best president in my lifetime. I look back on those years and think about all of the things that he said, including the most memorable phraseology that he used many times during his presidency, but last evoked when he said to John F. Kennedy, "Beware the military-industrial complex." Words of wisdom that still ring true, if not more true, today.
Man.
When you see $700 billion of your tax money going for these phony war games and all this phony stuff that we don't need, it's outrageous.
I just went to dinner last night with a couple of friends of ours.
Yeah.
And he is a government contractor. Mm. And he was telling me about his latest contract that he's trying to get, I guess, approved.
Right.
And just the ridiculous horse and dog and pony show that you have to go through to get through each department of the government.
Yeah.
Because he is a subcontractor of a contractor.
Yeah.
So he's got to go through the approved contractor, and then they have to get it approved. So each step has to rewrite the proposal.
Yeah.
So that when the government gets it, it passes all
this
of their little benchmarks.
So out of control. Out of control.
And he's just like, it's so silly.
It's more than silly. You know how much money it costs, and they want you to pay more in taxes to support this kind of stuff?
It's so much bureaucracy.
You went to a Romney rally yesterday afternoon.
I did.
Yeah, what was that like?
It was fun. He was at George Mason University, And every time when we go to vote, I take the kids with me so that they can see how it works and, you know, see us participate in the, yeah, it's very neat. So yesterday he was in the area. My wife wanted to go. My mother-in-law is an undecided voter, so I decided, okay.
And your mother-in-law can vote?
Oh, yeah, she's a citizen. Yeah,
really?
For about 10 years, 8 or 10 years now.
How much English does she understand?
Oh, no, she was, she understands most of it. And then if she has any questions, she asks my wife.
Yeah.
But she was an undecided voter, so, hey, listen, one of the candidates is going to be 5 minutes from our house.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go.
So we went. The kids loved it. Sean took my iPhone, and I have a counter on it, and he counted how many times Mitt Romney said I.
Really?
It was 103 times.
That's funny.
It was really funny. Yeah. But it was cool because it got him engaged in what he was saying. So when we left, I quizzed him about some of the issues, and he remembered a bunch of it because he was counting how many times he said I.
Good.
So we didn't have enough counters to say how many times he says you or we or whatever like that. But it was funny.
Good.
So my mother-in-law got a lot out of it. You know, I think it helped her make a decision.
Good.
So we'll see where she goes today. But it was jam packed. When we left, one of the things they told us when Mitt Romney came on stage, he goes, I really appreciate you all being here. This is a great turnout. What you don't know is there's another 2,000 people outside.
Oh, that's cool.
And when we left, sure enough, and it took us about 2.5 hours to get home.
Get the people like that interested at a young age and get them.
There was a lot of young people there. And you know what was really the thing that shocked me? A lot of seniors.
Yeah.
A lot of seniors. And I did not expect that.
800-510-8255. New Jersey voters and New York voters are going to be able to use computers. Bill is listening on Long Island, and you're lucky to be able to get through it. As I understand it, Roberta Fasanella, as you know, on our staff, is a Long Islander, and she has power in New York, but not on the island. So you don't have any power, do you, Bill?
No, I've had power the whole time, Doug. I never lost power.
Bill, Bill broadcasts from an underground bunker where he has his own energy.
Secret.
Well, did you get my picture of Jennifer convertible?
I did. I did. I responded to you. Thank you, Bill. Bill was in a gas line and it posted something on my Facebook page.
So do we
waiting.
Put that on our Facebook page? We should put that on our Facebook. But anybody who's in a gas line, or is a story like that to tell, should be posted on Facebook.
I got to tell you guys, it really wasn't. First of all, I got to say something honestly. Having you guys listen to while I was on the line made it go so much quicker. And I mean that from the heart. I really do. But
thank
to
you.
Be honest with you, the 2 hours wasn't bad. I had my coffee. I had my graham crackers. I had the radio on. And I was just snapping pictures with my phone and just doing stuff on Facebook and Twitter. But it was fine. I got online around 5:30.
You're talking about the line to buy gasoline.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's correct. The line to. And I got online around 5:30 about, I don't know.
Are you still in it?
No, I'm done. I just pulled into my polling place.
How much did you pay for gas there?
I actually got it at BJ's, and if you know anything about BJ's,
it's a little cheaper.
Well, it still is representative. The price of gas has gone down about 24 cents last week.
Well, Bill,
I wonder what kind of a coincidence.
Are they
that
gaffing
is.
You because of the situation?
Yeah, I paid $3.65.
Whoa.
Well, New York, I guess that's
30 cents. No, it isn't. It's 30 cents more than. No, that's 30 cents more than it is in other places in New York.
Yeah, but it's not bad at all. But I got to tell you.
Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. Wait a minute. How can you say that $3.39 a gallon for gasoline isn't bad at all?
We're
when
paying
you know
$3.49 here.
The right price for gasoline is $2.50.
Well, yeah.
Because I was seeing numbers this week of like $4 to $4.50 a gallon.
Yeah, I get that, but that still doesn't mean you should accept and say, oh, it's not bad.
I totally agree.
No, what he's saying is, given the situation,
I know what he's saying.
And everything that everybody's going through, I can accept paying this week.
Richie, I don't need you to translate for me.
You're sitting here.
I'm not getting senile.
Getting a little angry, Doug.
No, I just think that but it is not acceptable. What we're paying for gasoline, anything more than $2.50 a gallon is not acceptable.
You're right.
That's the point.
And once again, I want to make the point, this happens in every presidential election, I don't care what they're Republican or Democrat. Look at the price of gas the last month, dropping 30 and 40 cents. We're being played, people. Suckers. Don't take it.
There was something in the Bronx, I think it was over $5 a gallon.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Was telling us about some of
So, Bill, of all people, I would imagine you're taking advantage of this ability to vote online.
We can in New York, not yet.
Oh, you can't.
To the polling places then.
No.
But so if you don't get to the polling places, you can't vote.
Well, no. What you can do is if you are a registered New York voter, you can vote in any district in the New York metropolitan area. However, you can only vote for the national candidates.
Got it. Hi, Bill. Thanks for the update. 800-510-8255. Richard Nixon lost he was running for governor in 1962 in California, lost to Edmund Pat Brown, who is the father, or was, he's passed away, of the present governor and past governor. Jerry Brown has been governor, he was governor for 8 years, right? And then he was gone, and now he's back again.
Back again.
Right,
yep.
Exactly. Let's see here. Ronald Reagan defeated Walter Mondale in 1984. Reagan got 49 states. Mondale got Massachusetts.
Something to be proud of.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You think farming is easy in Massachusetts. Man, anything. Any business. Whew. All right. We're going to do the television report in a moment, Jen, right?
Yes.
And we also have to, did not do a good job of congratulating Beverly Pardee, who was our first winner in the Exogen Special Pass Contest. We're giving moms the opportunity to win a $25 Visa gift card for use in any way you would like, just for sending us a Smart Mom Tip of the Day. Examples of same by the dozens at facebook.com/Good Day Show, or you can tweet us at Good Day Show. And Jennifer has taken it upon herself, Richie, apparently, to pick the Smart Mom Tip of the Day. And so she will have the winner for us later on, plus the television report in just a matter of moments. Now I have a note, if you will, from a lady named Cindy, a loyal listener in Alaska.
Yeah.
She yesterday ordered some of these beautiful Pure Attitude Skin Essentials. You know, we've been talking about that kit that's available.
Yeah.
That you would normally pay $144 for. You can buy it for $88 now by going to justaskdavid.com/Doug or 941-505-2631. Well, it seems that she said that Doug, when Doug says something good about a product, I know it's okay. I love the show, Cindy, I get her confused with Amanda B. is her name. There's another email I got from Cindy. She's in her 30s. It's very cool to see that Amanda thinks that we're cool. And if I say something, this person in Alaska needs to know about hydrating the skin. You know the story is up there.
It's cold up there.
It's cold and windy, and it dries out your skin. So she was very interested and said she'd tell all of her friends about Pure Attitude, the ultimate anti-aging skincare products. No water in them. No chemicals at all in them. And this is a three-part kit. You get three pieces. One of them is a purifying face wash. You'll feel wonderful when you get your face into the water, and then you take the water, almost like sort of pat the water off, and use the purifying face wash, and then sort of rinse it off or pat it off. Then the Hydra Drench Moisturizing Serum, Multi-Effects Eye Cream, all three of those products, normally $144. You buy them for $88 when you go to justaskdavid.com/Doug. Or call 941-505-2631. Free shipping, free handling with everything that you get from Pure Attitude, the ultimate anti-aging skincare product line.
How'd you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, arrivederci. That's what'll happen if you're one of up to five lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for one whole year. Courtesy of Quicken Loans. Go to qlskipayear.com to enter. That's qlskipayear.com. And you can enter every day. The more you enter, the better your chances of winning. There's a bunch of other prizes, too. Check them out at qlskipayear.com. You could say so long to your mortgage for an entire year. Goodbye, farewell, see you later. Adios, au revoir, hasta mañana, toodaloo. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 and older. Void or prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11-18-12. For official rules and complete details, visit qlskipayear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between October 22nd and December 16th this year, and you could save 15%, 20%, or even 25%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
There was 57 channels and nothing. All right, this is the anniversary, Jennifer, of Phil Donahue beginning his television talk show in Dayton, Ohio.
Aww.
And a move to Chicago, syndicated for a number of years. He was the first real guy doing this kind of a chat show in the middle of the day.
Remember how he used to jog around the audience, sort of?
Yeah,
he'd like
I
jump up
that.
The stairs.
Oh, yeah.
It was fun.
That's great. Started in 1967 in the state. All right, so what do we have? Khloe Kardashian and Mario Lopez finally figured out how to make this work, or did Simon say, you do this, Mario, and Khloe, you do that?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be kind of a breakdown, the center for the X Factor. It looks like they're going to have Mario do all the hosting duties on stage, or he'll be doing all the teleprompter
stuff.
You told
us that yesterday.
I told you that yesterday, right, and then Khloe will be doing the backstage stuff. But I will tell you some new stuff. First of all, we'll talk a little bit about the hurricane. Hurricane Sandy, everybody's still digging out, rebuilding. MTV made an announcement yesterday that the Jersey Shore cast will do a Restore the Shore marathon where they will invite people to contribute to the rebuilding of Seaside Heights. They're hoping to be able to rebuild the boardwalk, or at least help. It'll be November 15th at 11 p.m.
So,
the whole cast is there.
So yes. They're going to talk to the kids who watch MTV and try to raise enough money to rebuild the boardwalk.
Hey, all the kids,
Jersey
if everybody
Shore.
Donated a dollar, they'd be doing all right.
Yeah.
All right, CBS is looking to expand the NCIS franchise. They made NCIS LA. Now they're looking at doing a spinoff of NCIS LA with the same showrunners. They would start it on the NCIS LA platform, and then next season it would be another full spinoff. Kind of
what,
like
a couple of the younger
show.
Kids doing a show of their own, is that it?
They're all new cast of characters, actually.
Oh, nothing. Oh.
So,
really?
They would just
so another,
kind of start it
another
in
NCIS
episode.
LA or LA, the NCIS Phoenix or what?
I don't know. I guess it would be in LA because they say it's a spinoff of LA, but it would focus on a smaller group of the team, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, if you're a football fan and you like the Cleveland Browns, I'm sorry. But good news, the Travel Channel has just signed an agreement with them, and they'll be doing NFL Road Tested the Cleveland Browns, which is going to premiere on December 4th and follow the team as it goes on the road to New York, Baltimore, Dallas,
Cleveland?
Oakland, and Pittsburgh. Yeah, the
Why
Cleveland
does anybody
Browns.
Care?
That couldn't cause any kind of problems with the players trying to do something stupid on camera.
But that's exactly it. It happened the last time in Miami with Chad Ochocinco.
Yeah.
They were filming that team as well.
51 past the hour on your Good Day program.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On the Good Day program, why might radio advertising, like right here on the Good Day program, be key to creating significant wealth and help the American recovery? The key is called crowdfunding, and that's here in the Startup America segment of Good Day.
Have you ever heard of crowdfunding online? Don't worry if you haven't. 72% of small business owners still haven't either, even though it's now the law of the land. But you know, crowdfunding is going mainstream when discount retail giant Costco promotes crowdfunding in their Costco Connection magazine, telling readers, anyone can post pitches for new products or projects on the internet so that everyday users can back them with financial contributions.
A man named Tim Schaefer, who we know from gaming conferences, put up a project called Double Fine Adventure. They were looking initially for, I believe, $300,000, and they eventually raised several million dollars because the fans said, yes, we want to see adventure games come back. And that to us is the excitement of Kickstarter, is that Kickstarter gives fans of any sort of product a choice, that you can go up there and support the projects that you believe in and make them real.
You just heard Corey Cole, co-founder of Hero U, who was so motivated by that success that he launched his own crowdfunding campaign too.
Yes, we're looking for $400,000. Kickstarter takes out their share and so on. We're currently, we're just short of $150,000. We've been going for a week now. We have about 3 weeks to run.
With everyday success stories like these, it's no wonder crowdfunding is already spreading like wildfire. I interviewed Candace Klein, co-founder of SomaLend, whom Forbes magazine chose as one of the top 10 most influential people in crowdfunding. She recently worked with Baylor University to conduct a national poll, and she explains why crowdfunding is such an exciting new topic.
We interviewed thousands of Americans from across the country and asked them how likely they would be to both raise money in crowdfunding and to invest it. What we learned is that the highest percentage of people who are willing to or interested in investing on crowdfunding platforms typically are making $50,000 or less. So these are individuals who've never had the ability or the option to invest in their peers and their own communities before. They will now have this newfound opportunity to do this. I believe that this is going to create significant wealth for those who haven't had access to it in the past.
There are already a variety of types of crowdfunding portals, all designed to fit any enterprise, large or small, and with more on the way.
Rewards-based, debt, and equity. Today, donation and reward-based crowdfunding are already prevalent in the United States and abroad, through websites like Kickstarter, Indiegogo, Rocket Hub, and others.
Whether you may be an investor, project promoter, a job seeker, or no one, crowdfunding is already impacting the lives of more and more Americans every day.
With the signing of the Jobs Act that President Obama signed on April the 5th of this year, debt and equity-based crowdfunding are now also going to be permitted sometime next year. Debt-based crowdfunding allows for an individual to invest their money in a business and get an interest rate return. And equity-based crowdfunding allows for an individual to invest in a business and actually gain a stake in that company, a certain percentage of the business. So when that business is sold, they get a part of the payout. So those are the main differences between the four different kinds of crowdfunding.
Allie Metcalf is the inventor of a smartphone cover that holds your earbuds in place. She sees crowdfunding as a way to help her reduce the consumer price of her product called Backjacks.
After looking into some of these kind of widget products that went through Kickstarter and became wildly successful, I realized that that might be a great platform for us to get to a volume level that would warrant going to a larger manufacturer for our product. So we set our goal at $8,500 on Kickstarter to get further into marketing effort and expand our product offering line.
So why does crowdfunding and radio or TV work hand in glove? Because remember, in crowdfunding, without a crowd, a terrible thing happens. Nothing. Radio and TV exposure help reach the crowd that funds new projects on the rapidly expanding number of crowdfunding portals. I'm Mike Hayes for Startup America News with Crowdfund News success stories. To see more, visit crowdfundbuzz.com.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougStephan.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.